This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is The Informer, Joy 94.9's nightly news and current affairs program, and your link to the stories that matter.
That's correct. We did not want this plebiscite because, let's face it, the man who came up with this bloody idea, it was our opponents, because they know it was stacked to fail. They know a postal vote is even more disadvantaged to us because young people typically don't even know what a postbox is. So we know it's stacked against us, and we fought against holding this. But on the upside, I do want to reiterate that I am seeing something across this country that we have never ever seen before. And we will most likely never ever see it again. Our allies are coming out in force. Woo! Now I know the hate is horrible, we know. And the hate is being intensified, I know. But a young person at a cafe has always heard that hate. But for the first time, they are hearing love across this country. And I think we are seeing something that we will remember for the rest of our lives. And this public campaign for Yes is looking beautifully. And I want to thank all the companies, all the social groups that have come out to show their support, and it's only going to get brighter as we go through this 14-year campaign. Woo. So soak it up. It's going to be a sea of rainbow across this land. Woo. Now our next speaker to the stage wears quite a few hats. She's the spokesperson for PFLAG down here in Victoria. She also runs the group by the Geelong for Marriage Equality, and she works with Rodney Groom and Ivan on the Just Equal campaign. From Geelong, Sharon Faulkner. Yes. Woo!
Thanks, Anthony. I'd like to acknowledge the land that we're meeting on and elders past and present as well. As you've heard, I'm Sharon Faulkner from Geelong for Marriage Equality, Just Equal and PFLAG, and my son is gay. Woo! My husband and I have 5 children between us, and 4 of them are married, and one's not allowed to, and that really pisses me off. I've just one message for you today. This debate is not just about marriage equality. It's not just about religion, as the No campaign would have us think. This debate is definitely about human beings. This debate is about my son, your sister, their cousin, mum's uncle and dad's brother. We're talking about people who are loved and people who are part of someone's family. Make no mistake, this debate is about you, and Australia should not get to decide on your right to be equal. Just Equal, PFLAG, Rainbow Families and Andrew Wilkie, along with AME and Janet Rice, have taken the postal survey to the High Court. Now I know that everybody is very hyped up about winning the Yes vote, and so we should be. But hopefully we won't have to put ourselves through such a campaign. However, that depends on the decision handed down. And if the court squashes the postal survey, then we should not be despondent or feel anticlimactic, because they have taken away our chance to say yes. They've also taken away the No campaign's chance to say no. So let's face it, we have no way of knowing how the survey will go, and even if we believe the majority support us, it's going to be a hard fight. What really bugs me is, why should my son's life be put under a microscope? Why should the whole of Australia have a say on whether he can marry his fiancée or not? No one had to vote on whether I could be married, twice. The main reason for hoping the decision for the High Court will kill the survey is the most important reason at all. Our young people and the harm that could come to them if the survey goes ahead. I, as a parent, fear this most of all. Woo! We have already had a taste of the hate campaign. We've already seen those politicians who have pushed this survey spout out the nastiest vitriol of all. We've seen the Prime Minister say that the neo-Nazi hate posters are just part of the debate, even when he promised the debate would be respectful.
Shame!
We've been branded bullies because of some eggs and the threat of a bit of glitter. Yet our community is bashed and injured and denigrated every day of their lives, and we are the bullies? However, we should always remember that we are better than the No campaign and we do not need to stoop to their low. Australia is a secular society. This is meant to allow for freedom of religion while ensuring religious leaders do not have authority over political decisions. However, the religious voices and their conservative supporters are being given a disturbing public platform in their opposition to the political decision of legislating for marriage equality. Don't forget, though, that there are many, many Christians who do support marriage equality. And there's Brunswick Uniting Church up the back there. Every human being has the right to marry and found a family according to Article 23 of the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights. By denying LGBTIQ people the right to marry their partners, the Australian government is denying us a human right. So when the No campaign throws from Bible quotes at you, think about this. Instead of pitting your opinion that LGBTIQ people should be allowed to marry against someone's belief in a so-called sacred institution, slam the International Bill of Human Rights down on the table and ask them to take issue with that. Whichever way it goes, post a survey squashed by the High Court or moving to the Yes campaign, the one thing we cannot do is become complacent. We need to continue to fight for our rights, and we will not stop fighting until that time comes, and let's hope it's sooner rather than later. Woo! The one saving grace from this debacle is that we know that Malcolm Turnbull and the LNP will lose government at the next election. So whatever the decision with this campaign, this campaign will be won at grassroots level. It won't be won with glossy advertisements and happy videos. It will be won by each and every one of us talking to everyone in our family, in our school, in our workplace, on the bus, or even at the hairdressers. Many people realise that they are talking about a person and not a stereotype. Speak to their hearts and not to their minds, because it's true that minds can be changed, but hearts need to be won. Once you've won that heart, you have won your right to be you, and you have won your right to be equal in all respects without a bloody postal survey. So I'm going to ask you, like Will did, what do we want?
Equality.
When do we want it?
Now!
Damn right we do.
Sharon Faulkner, everyone. Now, the reason Sharon got involved in this campaign was that she has two children, and she was at the wedding of one of them, and then she realised, what's the equality for my other child? And she got quite upset by that, and she's joined the campaign, and she's been a strong voice on the coast. And Sharon, thank you for everything you've done in Geelong and for spreading the wider voice. We've got our own Shelley Argent down here in Victoria. Thank you, Sharon. Woo!
This is The Informer on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.